WOKC News.
A dispute over stinking garbage. With WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. Fort Pierce and the Florida East Coast Railroad remain in court over the issue of garbage coming from Miami-Dade County. Residents have been complaining there about rodents, odors, and noise from these trains that bring the garbage and leave the garbage there. Railroads are powerful and throughout history have been given authority from the U.S. government beyond other industries. The trash comes from Miami-Dade and is then loaded onto trucks and then driven out to Okeechobee's landfill. Fort Pierce City Commissioner Michael Broderick says this is hurting his city and can't go on.
This is not right. You can't use the city of Fort Pierce as your dumping ground. We don't care what you do with your waste. Get it out of our city.
The lawsuit is being litigated in U.S. District Court. The city has gotten the backing of Treasure Coast Congressman Brian Mast. An apparent violent assault in a parking lot has landed an Okeechobee man in jail on charges of aggravated battery. Lemmy Chad Prescott was held on a $100,000 bond. It's alleged that he struck a female several times with his fist and then banged her head against his truck three or four times. The suspect was later located and arrested in the Walmart parking lot. A case of mistaking identity led to the death of two cows in Okeechobee. It happened at 12147 Southeast 55th Street. An incident report from Okeechobee County Sheriff deputies say they went to a report of an animal problem. They found the rancher had given permission to some neighbors to hunt coyotes on the property. However, they mistook two cows lying down in the pasture for coyotes. There will be no charges filed, and the hunters have agreed to reimburse the rancher $4,000 for the two calves. Martin County Schools honoring their Teacher and Employee of the Year in Indiantown. Tara Maggio is Teacher of the Year at Warfield Elementary. Sarah High Mungeris is Teacher of the Year at Indiantown Middle. Maggio was praised for her guidance, support, and compassion. She had declined prior nominations for the award. Mungeris was praised for her work with Indiantown teens and helping to change their behaviors and mindset and having them enjoy attending school. The Florida Highway Patrol came under fire after a dispute in November in Tampa claimed four lives. Lieutenant Greg Bueno says letting these motorists go after being seen driving recklessly is even more dangerous. He notes it's a felony if you don't stop for a lawful traffic stop conducted by a law enforcement officer.
So not only are you making an unfortunate, what was an unfortunate incident occur, you're now making that worse by not stopping, and you're putting lives in danger.
I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.